If you like tennis betting, William Hill offers the best in-play action you'll find. You can bet on the outrights, sets, games, and point by point. To guide you, there are stats, a court map, live action on William Hill TV, and dedicated experts looking for the best bets on the ATP and WTA tournaments on in-play radio. Plus, there'll be extended radio coverage of the Grand Slams. To get involved, tweet the studio at Will Hill In Play or email inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk.
Hello, welcome along to the William Hill Daily Tennis Podcast, looking ahead to day four of the Australian Open. So far we've had Dave Kellner with a winning treble, we've had Alex Dunn with a measure of success, and today it's Lee Phelps' turn. How are you, Lee?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for the pressure.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I need to know, one thing I need to know first of all is, can you remember what the prices were for the treble?
3-1 for Dave's treble.
3-1?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
You're going to look at some of tonight's action on to day four. Before we get stuck into that, though, Lee, pretty good night on day three. We saw Roger Federer, Rafa Nadal and Andy Murray all in action. And they all won as well, contrary to the women's seeds that are falling like flies. Mm. It's been a good start for those. I mean, Nadal in particular had to work to get through, but do you see much of it?
Yeah, I was interested in Murray's performance because it wasn't a struggle in the first round, but he didn't look like he was firing on all cylinders, which isn't a problem. You need to work your way through a tournament. But I was impressed by his second round. I thought he was looked much more in control. Nadal was ill, wasn't he? I mean, he was taking tablets on court to get over whatever illness he had. So he's obviously had to battle through that. I think that's always the problem with Nadal. I think gone are the days when you would look at him and think, yeah, that's a guarantee. You know, there's some very short prices in tennis betting. And Nadal isn't one that I'd be touching at the moment. Even though I think he'll get through, I think a lot of it is a battle for him. I think the fact that he's slipped off the pedestal that he was on, and he's got the physical problems that are always potentially going to crop up. He's one that I'd swerve, to be honest with you. I think looking at the matches later on, apart from the one that I'm previewing, there's some very very short prices that will land. You know, so you could easily, you know, if you're in the business of putting together, you know, big hackers with very short prices, then there's lots you could get. But yeah, Nadal's not one for me. I mean, what was it, 6-2, 3-6, 6-7, 6-3, 7-5? I mean, let's be honest, Tim Smashek, he's an American qualifier. I mean, number 3 seed shouldn't be struggling like that, I don't think. But, you know, it's through, and that's all that matters. You just move on to the next round, don't you?
Yeah. Okay, well, let's look ahead to tonight's action anyway. You've picked one of the more open games as Benjamin Becker takes on Leighton Hewitt. It's 5-6 for Becker, 4-5 for Hewitt. Not much between them in the betting, Lee. Which way do you lean?
Well, towards Becker. I mean, I think he's 5-6. I think it's a reasonable price. You know, he's 20. Well, you know, he's 40 in the world. He's just put out Julien Benneteau, who's 25 in the world, and he's playing Leighton Hewitt, who's mid 80s. In the world rankings now, probably going to slip out of the 100 potentially this year. Hasn't got a great record at the Australian Open either, as Leighton Hewitt. Got to one final, of course, but other than that final appearance, he's never even made the quarterfinals. He's been knocked out 7 times in the first round, 6 times in the fourth round, and 2 times each in the second and third round. So, for some reason, in front of his home support, he never seems to do particularly well in this tournament. So I think it looks like it's been priced up because with Leighton Hewitt's home crowd on his side as well. And I just don't take that. He knocked out a wild card, Zhang Ji. And nearly got bageled in that match as well, by the way. He managed to just nick a game to lose the set 6-1. But, to be bageled at any stage in your career in a slam, especially at home, that rings alarm bells for me. Pretty rusty, Hewitt. He started the match, first set, first service game, threw the ball up in the air, caught it again, didn't take a swing, did it again, caught it again. Did it 3 times before he actually launched into his first serve. And, you know, reading reports that he's just very rusty, not quite happening for him. Got through that match, which he should have done. And now I think he's coming up against a guy who's also 33, by the way, and a guy who's also only just won his first match of the season. But I think Benjamin Becker will get the better of him eventually.
Okay. Eventually, that suggests that you might think this goes quite a long way. Does it go the distance, Lee?
I'm not sure if I go the distance. I think the thing with Hewitt is that he's such a fighter. You know, he'll never, ever give in. And I can see him nicking the set. I'm looking at 3 sets to 1 to be honest with you. I mean, the outright price is fine for me. Benjamin Becker at 5-6. You know, you could chuck that in with a load of those short price favourites on the men's side, and come out with, you know, a bet that's over even money, which I'd be happy with. And you can probably come out with a bet that's around the 13-10 mark. In fact, if you're chucking in the likes of Djokovic at 1-100, Wawrinka at 1-25, Isner at 1-8, you've got Rajanic at 1-16. I think throw a few of those in, get yourself to somewhere like 13-10, and I think you've got a nice bet. But in terms of if you're looking for more value on this particular match, the problem for me is that Hewitt hasn't got the fitness that he used to have, which was what was a major part of his game. His second serve, he was only getting around 85 mile an hour against Zheng Zi, which isn't enough against a man in Becker's kind of power. He'll just gobble those second serves up. Now, you know, if Hewitt's clever and he can manage to, you know, fire the second serve into the body and keep it, you know, close to Becker, then he's, you know, Becker's going to struggle to, you know, hit winners back at him. And I think this is the only way Hewitt wins this is by being clever, almost kind of old man's him out of it, if you like, you know, the kind of boxing term where just the court craft and playing a clever game managed to beat Becker, because Becker will beat him on the forehand. Hewitt's forehand not good enough to trade with Becker, in my opinion. Becker's solid from the back of the court, very powerful on the forehand, and he hit plenty of winners against Julien Beneteau, who obviously, you know, at 25 in the world, is a better player than Hewitt at the moment. I just think the only way Hewitt can get over Becker is by lulling him into a bit of a false sense of security, laying traps for him. So, you know, giving him, almost dollying up the forehand, so Becker's tempted every single time to go for a big forehand winner. That's not what he should do. What Becker needs to do is be patient and pick his moments. If he picks his moments, he'll just destroy Hewitt on the forehand. There's no comparison for me. So I think depending on his state of mind, if Becker's patient and plays, you know, the forehand really well and jumps all over that Hewitt second serve, he only managed 58% success rate on his second serve in that first round against a wild card, whereas Becker managed 66% success rate on the second serve against a man who's in the top 25 players in the world. So I think that tells you everything you need to know. But yeah, I just think Hewitt might get it right one set. I think it's a lot to ask what I've just outlined to do for a full match, but I think it might come together for him in one set. So I'm 3-1 to Becker is 7-2. Four sets in the match is 6-4. So if you want more value, I'd go 3-1 Becker at 7-2. But I'm more than happy just to go with Benjamin Becker on the outrights and make it another bad Aussie Open for Leighton Hewitt. Incidentally, Becker ended Andre Agassi's career at the US Open, put him into retirement when he knocked him out. Who was that? I think it was back in 2006. And he could do the same to Leighton Hewitt here.
Interesting. The Retirer.
Yeah, what a nickname.
Fair enough.
Retire himself. I mean, it's amazing that Benjamin Becker's been around as long as he has. He's kind of, yeah. He's never quite done it, has he? He's kind of the name. You kind of think, oh, yeah, he'll be a top player. But he never quite made it into the top echelon. And in fact, he's probably, I mean, I think his career high ranking's 35, and I think he's 40 now. So he's not far off the best he's ever been in the game. I just think I'm a bit much for Mr. Hewitt.
Mm. Yeah, like a poor man's Boris.
Yes, very poor man's Boris.
Anyway, thanks, Lee. Good luck, no problem. And enjoy it tonight.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.